So me hit you up for dinner. Call Alicia and Joanna.
Estás escuchando Radio Libre Urbana 104.5 FM WRFU LP Urbana Champaign, Illinois. You're listening Radio Free Urbana 104.5 FM WRFU LP Urbana Champaign, Illinois.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy DJ BJ Clark with the After Work Drive Show right here on 104.5 WRFU. I want to invite you to tune in every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 p.m. for the After Work Drive Show with your boy, DJ BJ Clark. I'll see you in the future. 104.5 WRFU.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of East to West. Thank you to my lovely assistant for helping me set up today. Today, I just want to talk about a lamp and light, and what does a lamp have to do with anything in the gospel? When we think of a lamp, we think of, an object that lights the darkness. And so we're just going to talk about how we can become a lamp, how we're called to become a lamp. And when we get that light of God in us, what we're supposed to do with it and what we're not supposed to do with it. You know, many times, we forget all too often in this troubled world that we do have a light inside of us that's supposed to burn bright and that's supposed to burn out the darkness in our lives, in the world's lives, in people's lives. And so, yeah. So we're just going to talk about that today. We're going to talk a little Super Bowl. I'd like to talk about that. Even though I don't have a dog in the fight per se, I'm still excited to watch it. I'm still excited to just see this competition, where, these two teams are struggling to gain ground. Struggling to get to that end zone, to score just enough points to win and defeat the other team. But first of all, let's just get into it right now. So I'm going to read a parable from Luke chapter 8, and starts in verse 16. And it talks about the revealed light. This is what I like about this parable. It's not talking about a light. It's not talking about a dim light. It's not talking about a light that's supposed to be kept, hidden or turned off. It's a revealed light. God is saying to us, it's time that we turn the light switch on in our souls and in our walks with Him and in our life, so that way people can see the light of God. It says, no one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand that those who may enter may see the light. For nothing is sacred that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore, take heed all you, how you hear, for whoever has to him, more will be given, and whoever does not have, even though what he has seems will be taken from him. So this is a very, very, I feel like a very pivotal moment in our Christian life, in our Christian mindset, because it's just, God is very clearly calling us to be a light to the world, to be a light to those who are struggling in their own darkness with whatever they're going through. It's time for us to set down our agendas and to set down our ideals and ideas and surrender those, that we may pick up this lampstand that God has given us to walk out into the darkness of someone's life and say, enter in, follow the light. A few years ago, my wife and I went to Prince Edward Island in Canada. Beautiful, one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. If you can picture rolling hills, mountains, trees, I mean, it's just blue sky, beautiful. It was just absolutely beautiful. And we got to go to this cove, and it had probably one of the most photographed lighthouses in the world. You know, it's amazing. It's just beautiful. It's rustic. It's just awesome. I've never ever seen a lighthouse in person. I've never been to one, but just the magnitude of it, just walking up and seeing this thing, this building with this huge light on top, and knowing that for hundreds of years, sailors could sail their ships into this cove by that light. Even when it was foggy, they knew to look for the light. And they knew that light would guide them to safety. That light would guide them into this cove. And it was just amazing. I mean, it's just one of the most fond memories I've ever had. It was amazing. We got to go in, go up to the top, look around. And it's just crazy to think that this symbol, you know, of this lighthouse really, if we think about it, really represents that Christian light that God has put in us to just walk out and light out the world. It's just amazing. I love it. You know, other places it talks about how you don't, you know, when I was a child, you know, in school, Sunday school, we'd always sing that, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine." Sorry, I cannot sing very well, but you remember the song. And it's talking about, I'm not going to put it under a bush, I'm not going to put it under a rock, I'm going to let it shine. And it's just amazing that at such an early age that song was implanted into me. Now, further on down the road, that light wasn't as bright as it should have been, you know. But it was still there. And it's still there with you, it's still there with all of us. There's a light inside of us. And that light can be come in the form of compassion, mercy, grace, forgiveness, trust, do-overs. I mean, I think one of the greatest things we can do for our broken relationships or for somebody that's wounded us is a do-over. It's amazing. It's a do-over. You know, let's try this again. Let's wipe the slate clean. Let's do this again. I mean, it's just amazing how when we do that, how that light just intensifies. I mean, it's like, you know, when you walk into a room and you turn the light on for the first few seconds, your eyes are kind of, you know, trying to adjust to this light. But boy, man, aren't we glad that we have the light in the darkness to see, you know, what we couldn't see before? I'm glad I have a light, because I tell you, I probably would be wearing a lot of mismatched socks to work. Because, you know, the light helps us to see what we need to see. It helps provide that light that we can use to guide our life, to help guide other people's life. You know, a few nights ago, you know, we did One Winter Night. Amazing. Amazing. I love that it's done in the dark. I love that it's done in the dark of night, because in the dark of night, you just see all these, it's like I see all these little lampstands, you know, by the boxes, in the volunteer room, in the registration area, you know, on the smiles. I see hundreds of lampshades out there. You know, it's just, for me, they're not just box dwellers. They're not just somebody who wants to spend the night in the cold and say, "Woohoo! I spent the night in a box." I think these are actual lampstands, and I think when we look at each other, we need to see each other as lampstands. And some of us may need a bulb change, or a little oil added to the wick, but we're all lampstands. We're all capable of.
You're listening to 104.5 WRFU. What's up, y'all? It's your boy DJ BJ Clark, and you're locked in to 104.5 WRFU, the station getting you through the day. Wow. Great instrumentation on that last track. That's called Love Gone. Hustle Hard. That's right. Hustle. So hard. Love Hip Hop. Man, I love that track, man. Good job. There's Darcell, man. Everywhere. That was a little R&B joint. That was the first time we played here. What's up? Big shout out to collegeradiodirectory.com. Yes, yes, yes. We love getting all of the radio submissions from all of the independent artists. And we want to just thank collegeradiodirectory.com for bridging the gap from the independent radio stations to the artists. You know what I'm saying? It's such a powerful thing, guys. It is a powerful thing. What we got going on with collegeradiodirectory.com. And here at 104.5, man, I'm just telling you guys, it's just a blessing to be able to see these independent artists get a chance to be on the radio. You know what I mean? That's really what it's all about, folks. You know, just showing the love. Showing the love. No, seriously, though. You know, it's all about love. And I try to tell people, man, to get love, you got to give love. And just give love to give love and don't expect anything in return, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's always looking for, well, what am I going to get out of this? What am I going to get out of this? That's nothing, that's not how we operate here at 104.5. Everything we do, folks, is out of love and respect and also growth, growing with the independent artists. We love to grow with them. We like to watch them succeed past us, you know what I mean? I try to tell these artists, we're just a stepping stone, baby. We're just a stepping stone to get you into the right direction so you could see and know that there are radio stations out here that are wanting and willing to play your music, like 104.5 WRFU. Now, you guys know me, I always come into the studio with a good attitude, and I always say I'm happy to be here because I really truly am. And only your thoughts and actions can determine your life, okay? Only your thoughts and actions can determine your life, all right? But sometimes I want y'all to also know it's okay to put yourself first. Not in a selfish way, though, all right? Sometimes I had a friend I was talking to this morning, and They were like, you know, this weekend, DJ BJ, with the marathon going on, with the race and all the activities with the kids, by the time it came to Sunday, I really didn't feel like going to church. I said, yeah, there was a lot going on. They said, my social battery was drained. And I said, you know, that happens. And so we got to be more aware of our social batteries. We got to worry. We actually, honestly, folks, stand guard of your mind, so to speak. And if you know that your stress level is already at its max, why would you put yourself in another stressful situation? And so I told my friend, out of comfort, I said, you did the right thing. You know, sometimes you got to take a moment and take it to yourself. And we don't mean by spend it with yourself by saying, no, I'm not going to hang out with the kids, and no, I just want to be trapped in my room. But you know what I'm saying, guys. Sometimes you want to slow things down in life, and you just want to just chill with the family. Have an at-home day. Maybe you wanted to mow the lawn on Sunday. All right. But as it is Monday now, folks, it's Monday, and if we wait to get ready, we'll probably keep waiting for the rest of our lives, all right? We've had our me time. We had our personal time. But now it's important to make up your mind and realize that there's always a limit to everything, all right? Each and every opportunity, we have to maximize our full potential. Just like I tell these folks with collegeradiodirectory.com. We have to maximize our full potential when it comes to reaching out to these radio stations like 104.5 WRFU. Also, guys, never miss even a single chance to grow. All right? Growth is all we can do to get that success we're looking for. So we have to intentionally try to grow. All right? And here's the thing. The point is you have to start now. You know what? I was reading a book, man, just randomly reading a book. I love to read personal development type books. Think and Grow Rich is one of my favorite ones. Think and Grow Rich. Also, I love to read Battlefields of the Mind by Joyce Myers. But speaking of Mayer, big shout out to Mayer all the way out there in India. Hey, hang on, man. I got you. But we have to intentionally try to grow. And if we don't pick up a book and read something, or we don't self-educate, we'll never grow. I tell these kids that are just now, that come to us here and do the internships and things like that, I said, I want you guys to know that after college, the learning doesn't stop. You got to keep learning, guys. I said, nobody's going to pay for your schooling or your education after you graduate college. It is your time to self-educate. So the point is, I want you to start now. With that being said, I got a guy all the way out in India. And he's just a dear friend of ours here at 104.5 WRFU. We met him a couple years ago through College Radio Directory. This guy is he has blossomed and flourished and as an artist, I'm telling you guys, he started out, he was amazing at the beginning, right? When he first approached us, he was very professional. He had a great sound, but now and he's all the way out there in India, okay? He got accepted to Berklee University, Berklee School of Music, all right? He got accepted. He's in there. This is what I'm talking about. We got to grow, guys, and we have to intentionally grow. All right. He also had a song that was premiered in a film, a movie. Big. That's being on a soundtrack in a movie is a big deal. That's a big deal. But just to see the growth in this young man all the way out there in India. He goes by the name of Mayer. I know you guys have heard me talk about him before. And I always say this, and I'm going to say it again, Mayer. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for thinking of 104.5 and me, your boy, DJ BJ Clark, to be the one to give you that premiere review or that premiere radio spin here at 104.5. I want to thank you for making this your first stop, Mayor, to release a song. So with that being said, this song is it's got a couple features on it, folks. It's got a guy named Jordan Quill. All right, I think I said the name right, Jordan Quill, and then Mayor. He is also featured on the track as well. The name of the song is called Take Us There on 104.5 WRFU.
Come ride with me, I know the way. You should have known by now that a love's like rain. Too many times you've tried to push me away. You should have known by now that I'm here to stay. Come ride with me down this old town road. Come walk with me down this endless shore. But where my heart will go, we'll never know. And where our love will go, we'll never know. Whoa.
Listening to 104.5.
Never really see the stars in the night glow. Yet some would say it feels like a light show. I wanna have a thrill of a lifelong from my time zone. I wanna see the blue in the ocean while swimming through the water. I'll be hoping that I could always live this very moment. I'll keep it frozen. But for now, I'm focused on my spirit, not my energy. I'm keeping open eyes for my enemies. Ain't really got the time for superficial things. They don't mean nothing. And I'm out here trying to get it, babe. While standing on a thin space, I wanna find some friends with a like mind. That's really hard to find in this lifetime. I'm rolling with my sisters in the meantime. Getting mad is my speed line. I wanna spend some days out of focus. While looking in the mirror, I'll be hoping that I can always live this very moment. I'll keep it frozen. But for now, I'm focused on my spirit, not my energy. I'm keeping open eyes for my enemies. ain't really got the time for superficial things. They don't mean nothing. I'm out here trying to get it, babe. I'm really out here winning, babe. I'm out here trying to get it, babe. From the streets, we rollin' two in the deep. He like I'm classy petite. The kind who rolls on the low and makes a mark where he go. I wanna follow along, and I wanna fall in love wide open. But need that kind of love without commotion. While on the cloud of nine, I know I'm hoping that I can always live this very moment. For now, I'm focused on my spirit, not my energy. I'm keeping open eyes for my enemies. Ain't really got the time for superficial things. They don't mean a thing. I'm out here trying to get it, babe. I'm really out here winning, babe. Trying to get it, baby. While standing on the business, baby. Oh, I spend my nights, sit right here, visualize. Even though in my mind, live is a lie, while it's mine. Oh, I spend my nights, sit right here, visualize. Focus on my spirit, not my energy.